All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Better Than Ever. Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
We're going to turn this down. We're just going to get to it. Lots to get to today. We got some trades to talk about. We've got all kinds of news to talk about. Better Late Than Ever is Wednesday. Let's go. Ty.
Why won't you kiss me?
Better Late Than Ever with Bagged Milk. Better Late Than Never with Bagged Milk.
It's a better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Don't agree.
Long live Arby's. I will not be fighting you, Dukes. I will not be fighting you. In fact, I'm going to start off the podcast talking about you. But first, I got to give a shout out to the audio department. The audio department works to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential and share their message through sound and story. Visit them, theaudiodepartment.ca. Book some studio time, record a podcast, record an album, record it all at the audio department. Starting off talking about my boy, Dukes. What is there to say about a man who came and went 2 weeks, eventful weeks in Edmonton, got to a bunch of games, got to hang out with him a couple of different times. We got to record the Dukes edition of the podcast. Thank you for the feedback on that one. Dukes, I hope you also got some feedback on that one, because I did. People liked when we were talking to each other. People liked to chat. People liked the way we were interacting and mingling. And it makes sense, because Dukes is a great man. He's been a big part of this show, and I'm very grateful for his contributions to this podcast over the last 2 years, probably. So for me, it was just great to get a chance to hang out with him. It was great to see that people were so kind to Dukes. You know, we talked about the tickets he was getting. He talked about the love he was getting on social. He talked about just getting the beers, people meeting up with him, wanting to chat, wanting to say hi. The whole thing was great. And then on Saturday, we had our brunch for Ben, raised a bunch of money for the Ben Stelter Foundation. It was a great, great time. Shout out to the Stelters for coming and joining us, being a part of the festivities. It was a great day. Not only did the team win, but more importantly, we raised a boatload of cash. Boatload of cash for the Ben Stelter Foundation. Had a great time. And I was happy that Dukes was there too. He was originally going to go to the mountains with Waz. Waz got sick, so he ended up going. So he did get to attend one of our events. And I was just happy he was able to be there as a part of it, you know? The guy is, in my opinion, a big part of just Oilers Twitter now. And you could see it with the reactions and interactions he got while he was in town. And I hope your flight's going well back home, dude. I know you had a long one. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to see each other one last time before you got to leave. But I'm grateful we got to spend some time together. And I'm grateful we finally got that podcast in the can. I was getting really worried about it as this time here went along, and it was just one day turned into the next. And then I got sick, and then he had plans. And then I was just like, oh, fuck, we better be able to do this before he leaves, or else I was going to feel devastated. So we did about an hour and 20 minutes together. If you haven't listened to it, go back and check that one out. We did the voicemails together. We just had a, you know, just a good chat. He's a good dude. So to Dukes, I want to say thanks for making it a special event for us at Oilers Nation as well. You're a bundle of energy, dude, and it was great to hang out with you for a little bit. Oops, wrong button. I was going to press this one.
I'm sad I didn't get to meet Dukes. Listen, you guys did that podcast, and you had to do it at Nation HQ, and there's a bunch of bullshit equipment there. Why didn't you pack your stuff up from home? Why didn't you pack the Rodecaster that has this button on it so that Dukes could listen to you talk to Satan? Instead, you just left the guy hanging in imagination land. You went to go, oh, Satan couldn't be here because he was busy. He had other plans. No, motherfucker, you had the means of making that happen. You just chose not to. This is bullshit.
I would have also liked to speak to Dukes, but by the time you guys recorded, it was pretty late, and Big Dave gets sad and tired without my juicy juice, so I understand why I was there. I was not mad at you, buddy, but I know Satan was. He was complaining about it.
You're not supposed to rat me out, you little bitch. What the fuck's going on?
I'm sorry, Satan, but sometimes I just have to be honest.
Shut the fuck up, little quads. God damn it, ever since you started calling yourself Big Dave, you've been insufferable.
Anyway. Shout out to Dukes. Great dude. Huge part of this podcast. Glad I got to meet him and spend a little bit of a time together with the guy, you know, as he makes his way back home. The other thing I want to mention again is just Brunch for Ben was so much fun. We had had a pretty horrible record for our viewing parties at Greta this year, but then Brunch for Ben came around. The spirit of Ben Stelter was with us in the room. Oilers pulled out a big win. Everybody was in a celebratory mood, raised a bunch of money. Perfect. Perfect. So I want to thank all of you for coming down. I had a good chat with a bunch of you. And it was a lot of fun to be there. It was a lot of fun to see people having a good time. I thought Tyler was a great host. I thought the raffle went fantastic. I myself won the greatest prize of them all. I don't know if you saw on my social media. I had a big wolf, a framed wolf photo. And I won it, and I named him Kevin. And now Kevin is sitting in my office on a shelf, watching over us all. He's inspired. He's providing inspiration. He's my muse. He's my protector. He is Kevin. And I won him fair and square. I also won myself, and by won, I mean I purchased.
Are you going to tell everybody how much you paid for them, you dumb fuck?
I'm not going to say anything about that.
You should probably tell them if you're going to tell the story. You're going to talk about buying Blink-182 tickets and flying across the country to see your childhood favorite band. You should probably tell people how dumb you are.
I'm not going to tell people how dumb I am, even though I am pretty dumb for how much I spent on those tickets.
Not just the tickets, dumb. You've also got to get a hotel and flights. You're flying across the country to see a childhood band that makes dick jokes. What the hell is wrong with you?
I think it's pretty cool that you're flying all the way to Toronto to see your favorite band. I like to see my favorite band too, but the Wiggles don't come around as much as they used to anymore.
That's sad, Quads. I wish you could see the Wiggles.
Me too. Me too.
Tell them how much you spent.
Too much is the answer. But I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. I got my Blink-182 tickets for August. And I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited to go see them again. I'm excited to go see them at Rogers Stadium. Or Rogers, whatever the fuck it's called. Skydome. You know what it is. It's going to be weird going to see a Blink concert in a place that big. I've seen them in arenas a bunch of times now. But in the stadium? There wasn't that many tickets either. There's going to be a lot of us in there. A lot of us. It is a Thursday night, I believe. I'm going to get piled up in Toronto. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Also, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to push this button. Breaking news. I should have a breaking news button, don't I? Nope, that's not going to work. New Better Late Than Never merch is available at nationgear.ca. The first hoodie is up. And I'm very, very excited about it. If you go to nationgear.ca, right? Number one, there's the Robin Brownlee auction is going on right now. You could bid on a date night with Tyler and Jay. Currently, the bid is at $750. You're going to go to Greta. You're going to do a little pregame, and you're going to sit in the loge at the Oilers game. You are going to do a post game with Jay and Tyler. Currently, date night with the boys is at $750. All the proceeds are going to go to the Brownlee family. Of course, we lost Robin back in January due to a heart attack. I am still sad about it, and I'm glad we're doing something to help out his family. So the Robin Brownlee auction is up at nationgear.ca. You know? Nationgear.ca. And as I'm recording this and I'm telling you about this auction, Kevin Weeks just tweeted, plenty potential deal scenarios out there right now, but this one I heard has caught my attention. Jake Guentzel would go to the Canucks. Jake DeBrusque would go to the Penguins. Elias Lindholm would go to the Bruins in a potential three-way trade. What is going on out there? Why is Elias Lindholm so shit in Vancouver that they're already trading him for Jake Guentzel? How is this happening? It's weird out there. It is weird out there. Silly season. It's here. It's here. And it is wild. Anyway, back to nationgear.ca. If you go to brands, right? And you click on Oilers Nation and you click on Oilers Nation shows, there you will find the Better Late Than Never hoodie that is available in three colors. And since I wanted to launch the hoodie right and I want to do it properly, I thought it was time for a contest. So what are we going to do? Hi, everybody. What are we going to do here? Let's do a little contest. Let's do a review contest. I need some reviews to pop up in the algorithm on Apple Podcasts. So if you have left a review currently, or you can leave a review, send me a screenshot to my social media. Hi, my name is Bagmilk on Instagram, JSBM Bagmilk on Twitter. I will put you in a draw. We're going to give away two random hoodies on next week's podcast. Two random reviewers will win a Better Late Than Never hoodie. Actually, you know what? Let's make it three, because there's three flavors. So one, somebody's going to get a black one, somebody's going to get a gray one, and somebody's going to get a white one. Free hoodies, provided that you can leave a review and send me a screenshot. Very simple instructions. I'm going to pick three winners next week, random winners, and you are going to win a Better Late Than Never hoodie. The new ones, my boy Eric designed it. The new logo on the back end. The front is looking looking good. I love the whole thing. I love the whole thing. Get your reviews in. I would love to give you a free hoodie. So next week on the podcast, we're going to give away three hoodies. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to write that down, because sometimes I forget these things. So I'm going to go next week prep. Next week prep. Give away three hoodies from reviews. Dum dum. There. It's been written down. I don't know if you heard me typing, but there you go. There you go. New merch is available, and we got a giveaway coming up. And that is what is going to lead us into the news. The news is brought to you by Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical is one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses. They've been working within the community for over 20 years. Many of the homes built in Edmonton over the last two decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. Visit starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. The big news du jour, how could we not start with the big trade that the Edmonton Oilers made this afternoon? Sending out a 2024 first round pick, a conditional fifth round pick in 2025, and a fourth round pick in 2025. Out the door to bring in Adam Henrique, retained at 75%. So only paying a quarter of that salary. Sam Carrick is a fourth line center and a seventh round pick. The Oilers also get the rights to Ty Taylor. That is a reserve list player going from Tampa Bay to Edmonton as part of retaining the salary. Who had the Bolts, by the way? Who had the Lightning as the third party in the Adam Henrique trade? How are they able to hold money? I don't get it. Not my business, but I don't get it. And Edmonton's also getting a seventh round pick from Tampa. So there's the full trade. I personally thought it was great. But if you go on Oilers Twitter, and again, this isn't surprising. It's not really surprising. People aren't exactly happy. Some are thrilled. Some, like me, think this is a great trade. If you look at it now, you've got Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Adam Henrique, and Sam Carrick as your four centers stacked on top of each other. Hey, man, all of a sudden your depth at sea is looking pretty, pretty, pretty good. No? Can't just be me, can it? There's no way So I asked you for a one-word review of today's Adam Henrique Sam Carrick trade, and Captain Felton says addition greater. Jared, sales guy Jared, goes yeet. Brock, who runs Daily Faceoff's fantasy division, just goes Rico. Of course, Adam Henrique's nickname is Rico. Uncle Rico is in town. You gotta love that. Throw football over the mountains. Peter says hesitant. I'm hoping big moves are coming. Again, people aren't really understanding the concept of the one-word review. However, Chris says uplifting. Max says a flexible. Derek says Oilers forward group is deep. AC says what else? McMullet says solid. Ryan says excited. Sassy Share says interesting. Lyle says depth. Logan says amazing. Kurt says expected. Brandon says astute. And then he adds, I know it's more than one word, but the Henrique addition helps fill the 3C or second line wing role and Carrick to 4C. Center depth is looking fantastic. Nick says, good move. A lot to give up, but that's the price of business. I'm sure Zoll will agree. That's because he is Zoll. Nick is Zoll. Ronnie says, depth. Adam says, chef's kiss. FIFA Las Vegas says, depth. Zach says, quack. Jumpin' Jack Rabbit says, boner. Jolin says, finally. Verbrugg says, positive. Chris says, solid. Chevy says adequate. Steve Fiddler says decent, but he did it as bubbles. Hank says solid. Wade says next. Max says depth. Jordan says bet. Patrick says whoa. Tom says depth. Bob says unfortunate. First unfortunate that we see in there, but then when I go over to the Oilers Nation account, I just did a quick poll. You know I love me my polls. I asked the question, what do you think about the Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick trade from an Oilers perspective? And there, people weren't quite as uplifted or happy as they were on my Twitter. Hockey friend says, slight overpay, but fills the need. Henrique will be a great fit. Electronic Jordan says, a first is an overpay for rentals. It's not if you get 75% retained, but I do understand the logic. Jerry says, first round pick for a couple of rentals. I don't know. The first should not have gone, says Brendan. See, DM says those 10% are the only ones not tweeting right now, because of course if you look at the poll results, 8% of people hated it, whereas 43.6% of people loved it. Raymond says, I really like it, but I'll wait to see if I love it. Oilers plugged a hole in their bottom six, which was a need, with a little cap space and possible trade. Maybe they land another bigger fish. Riley says it's an overpay. A cool hand Luke says, I hate seeing people hating on the trade. We have tons of depth at center now. Carrick gives us the toughness we need, can score, pick up points. Henrique's a great defender. And faceoff, PK guy, it's a good deal. Let's look at our new friends, shall we? Why shall we not look at our friends for Star McCannell? We're doing the news here. Adam Henrique, 60 games played with the Anaheim Ducks this year. He's got 18 goals, 24 assists for 42 points. He is a plus player also. He's a plus three rating currently. I know it's not a great stat. It's kind of fallen out of favor with a lot of people these days. But the point I'm getting at is he's a plus three on a dog shit. Let me repeat it for a third time. Dog shit Anaheim Ducks team. The fact that he was on pace for 25 goals playing in Anaheim, pretty much a miracle in my opinion. You know, the Anaheim Ducks are 22-36-3. They have a negative goal differential of minus 54. So to be a plus player in that garbage fire of a team, impressive to me. As for Sam Carrick, he has played 61 games. He's got 8 goals, 3 assists, 11 points. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the Oilers' bottom six, but 11 points, 8 goals is pretty good relative to the group he's coming into. And there's a lot of players in the bottom six that do not have 8 goals. So I find it interesting that people are upset about getting some depth. I get it. You want to trade the first round pick, but if there's a Stanley Cup coming back my way, we've still got 2 days, less, just under 2 days until the final buzzer goes. 1 p.m. Mountain Time on Friday. I'll have the live blog up at OilersNation.com first thing in the morning. It's going to be your one-stop shop for all the information needed at the trade deadline. Looking at the trade, according to our friends at Puckpedia, the Oilers have added Henrique at $1.456 million. Again, he's 75% retained. Sam Carrick is at $425,000, so they added just under 2 million bones total. Sam Gagner, $775,000. He went down to Bakersfield. He cleared waivers today, so we're happy about that. They now have $266,000 in projected cap space with 22 players on the roster. This can fit in a 1.16 annual cap hit today or $1.22 million by Friday. Now, I'm curious what is going to happen. Ken Holland said today he's looking for a seventh defender. That doesn't sound like an upgrade on CC to me, which is not ideal personally. But I wonder if that is just him talking. Doesn't want to hold or doesn't want to show his cards too early. Or maybe he means it. You know, it seems like he's wanting to add players without necessarily subtracting from the roster. So that makes me wonder if we're not going to get a CC upgrade this year. Now, I'm going to be honest. The last two seasons, the Oilers got knocked out because the second pairing of Nurse and CC's got caved in. They were 5 goals against, 1 goal for at 5-on-5 last year against Vegas in the second round. 6 goals against, 1 goal 4 against Colorado in the third round the year before. That is not ideal, friends. Now, is it passable? I think so. Is it ideal? No. Because I don't want to go through another playoff run where that pairing gets their heads kicked in, just like they did the last 2 years, and people go, what happened? I don't know how this is going to happen. Well, we'll see, right? We'll see. We still got, like I said, 2 days left until the deadline. We'll probably have an emergency episode provided what happens on Friday. The Oilers have a little bit of wiggle room. Like I said, or Pluckpedia said, I should say, they're way smarter than I am. $1.22 million available by Friday. Let's say you tack that on to Cody Ceci's 3.25. All of a sudden, you got $4.4 million on defensive upgrade. Let's go. Can it be done? Is there an option even? I don't know. Jason Greger tweeted, Adam Henrique, Sam Carrick are both expected to be on the ice for tomorrow morning's morning skate in Columbus with the Oilers. Expect both of them to make their Oilers debut versus the Blue Jackets Thursday. So that is tomorrow night. Oilers looking for a 6th straight win. That game against Boston was so much fun. I mean, it was a little bit boring in the sense that it was 0-0 until, I don't know, like 5 minutes into the third period. But the finish. The Oilers had the empty net. Crash in the crease. Leon Draisaitl somehow chips the puck over Linus Ullmark. Sends the game to overtime. And from the overtime, dynamic duo. Connor's just buzzing around, skating everybody, deking people out of their shorts. Pass out front. Leon Draisaitl one-timer in the back of the net. That is a 5th straight win. That is beating a team who's a Stanley Cup contender, people. If you are upset about that win, I don't even know what to tell you.
Let's go, baby.
Oilers are unstoppable right now. You know, comeback win against the Bruins was fantastic. Saturday, shit stomped the Pittsburgh Penguins on, or I guess that was on Sunday. Saturday, we were at brunch for Ben at Greta. Oilers come through with a big 2-1 win. Stuart Skinner was fantastic against Seattle. I want to call them Columbus. They play Columbus tomorrow. Either way, Oilers are rolling right now. They had a 3-game losing streak. They've turned that into a 5-game win streak. And then looking at the standings, it's amazing. Who would have thought at the 60-game mark for the Edmonton Oilers that they would now be 5 points up on the Vegas Golden Knights with 2 games at hand? If you remember back to December 20th of 2023, friends, the Edmonton Oilers were in 6th place in the Pacific Division and 20 points behind the 1st place Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas now in 4th place in the Pacific Division. The Kings just passed them last game. Vancouver's still up front, but they are catchable. The Oilers are now 9 points behind the Vancouver Canucks with 4 games at hand. You win all 4 of those games in hand, all of a sudden you're 1 point behind the Canucks, and the division is in sight, my friends. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it? Last 10, the Oilers are 7-2-1. That is the best in the Pacific Division. The Seattle Kraken has a 7-2-1 record over their last 10 games as well, but one of those W's, or one of those L's, I should say, came at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers while we were all having a good time raising money for the Ben Stelter Foundation. Do you understand how this works? Of course you do. You're very, very smart. You're very, very smart. Another thing that happened in the game against the Boston Bruins I want to mention before we keep moving on. Connor McDavid picked up another 2 assists. That puts his personal point streak at 12 games. During that time, during those 12 games, Connor McDavid has 2 goals, 26 assists for 28 points. He is now up to 99 points on the season. He is closing in on the NHL scoring leaders, and I say he gets there. Who is going to stand in his way? Kucherov? I don't think so. Not to me, friends. No. He is now 6 points back of Nathan MacKinnon, who is in first place, while tied with Nikita Kucherov, both have 105 points. Connor McDavid has played 5 fewer games than MacKinnon, 4 fewer games than Nikita Kucherov, and he is only 6 points back. Would you bet against Connor McDavid going out and getting yet another Art Ross trophy? I personally wouldn't. What I'm also counting on is him to get 100 assists in the season, making him only the 3rd player in NHL history to do so. Currently has 76. 76 assists on the season. Only 23 goals. We'd like to see that bump up a little bit, but 76 assists on the season. He's got 23 games left. I think. Is my math right? 22 games left. To pick up 24 assists. And I say he gets there. You know? I say he gets there. The last thing I want to mention in the win over Boston, again, that was the Oilers' 5th straight win. We're working through the news for Star Mechanical. Evan Bouchard picked up 2 assists, up to 60 points. That is the highest points total by a defenseman for the Oilers in the salary cap era. Come on. Evan Bouchard, dad, what a year. Last thing before we wrap up the news for Star Mechanical, I want to tell you that the upcoming schedule, we got Columbus tomorrow. That's 3 o'clock. Saturday, we've got the Buffalo Sabres at 10:30 a.m. Noted, 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. An opportunity for Beer Moses presents itself Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
What's a Beer Mosa?
Don't worry about it, Big Dave. Just quiet down over there.
And then on Sunday, we've got the Edmonton Oilers going up against the Pittsburgh Penguins for the 2nd and final time of the season at 11 a.m. If you like morning hockey, this weekend is for you, friends, and that's where we're going to wrap up the news. Star Mechanical offers 24/7 emergency services. Visit them at starmechanical.ca to schedule an appointment and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. Star Mechanical, the hero you need, friend.
Guess the fuck what? You're listening to Better Late Than Never. Brought to you by Bag Milk's Alfa Romeo Barbecue and Foot Massage.
We are welcoming a new friend to Better Late Than Never this week. Hello, Bet99. May I say hello to my friends at Bet99? Let's get a little betting talk. We haven't had any of it over the last couple of weeks, but now a little betting talk is brought to you by my friends at Bet99. Of course, they are the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger W. Built by Canadians for Canadians, elevate your experience at Bet99. Bet99's same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets have your interest peaked. 19 plus, please play responsibly. Not available to people in Ontario. Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with Georges St-Pierre, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, CF Montreal, Georges Laroque, and the Montreal, the Canadian Grand Prix in F1. If you're betting on F1, just bet on Max. Just bet on Max Verstappen. Chances are he's going to win the game. He's going to win the race, and it's going to be by a long shot. I don't understand how he's so much better than everyone else. Checo should have a very similar to car to him, and yet he can't keep up. What is that about? But where I want to look today, a couple of trades happened, or I guess a single trade happened for the Oilers today, picking up a couple of players. The Oilers' future odds to be Stanley Cup champions, courtesy of Bet99, +700. They are favorites in the NHL to win the Stanley Cup. To win the Western Conference, they are +335. A nice little triple and a bit on your money. To win the Pacific, they are +185. Vancouver still the favorite to win the Pacific Division, and it makes sense. They've got a little point lead, a 9-point lead. But like I said earlier, the Oilers have 4 games in hand. Can they catch the Vancouver Canucks? I say yes. Will I bet my own money on it? Damn it, I'm in. Bet99's giving me the odds. I'm going to go ahead and do it. The one that surprised me, though, is Chris Knobloch for the Jack Adams. +3,300. Really? If the Oilers go on a run and they win the Stanley Cup, is there not a good chance that Nobby wins the Jack Adams? What a turnaround he's had. If you remember, my boy Woody, our boy Woody, spending the Oilers' money right now, he got gassed back in November on the 12th. Nobby came in and he has been electric ever since then. And I think he should deserve a little bit more love than plus 3,300. Maybe. Maybe. Again, bet99. Get over here. You got a couple of shekels. Please do so. If you're 19 plus and can play so responsibly, why not do it with our friends at Bet99? They have top tier customer service. They've got fast payouts and smooth transactions. Everything you want in your sports book is available at Bet99. Come on. Who's going to ride with me? Who's going to ride with me on Nobby at plus 3,300 to win the Jack Adams? I feel like that's disrespectful. Just me? Can't be. It can't be. Can it? No.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Pack Milk. What you need to do is like, subscribe, tell a friend, endorse yourself. Yes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is time for the Righteous Sack Beating. Of course, Trilogy is an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oilfield disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain full-time operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. You want to know what kind of tools they have, and I want to push this button that I love. So we're going to both get what we want, right? Time for the button. Time for the tools.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tools for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
What is the righteous sack beating? Well, when you look back at your life and there's something that annoys you, that is the righteous sack beating. Sometimes you just need to vent. Sometimes you just need to get it off your chest. But for me personally, I'm in a good mood. Everything's coming up Millhouse for me this week. But thankfully, my boy Nick has got a guest righteous sack beating he wants to get off his chest, and I'm going to let him share that now. I'm going to go ahead and push this button, then we're going to get to it.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
Nick.
Okay, Big Milk, first of all, I just watched Lover, Stalker, Killer. I don't sound at all like Liz Goliar. I don't know what you're talking about.
Secondly,
I had a little guest righteous sack beating here about teams and their social media.
Go ahead.
Today, the Denver Broncos released Russell Wilson.
Let's ride, Broncos country.
Incurring a fucking historic amount of dead cap.
That's cool.
Because of this, I went ahead and ripped management in the Instagram comments saying fucking general manager should be losing his job. How do you make a trade that bad and then incur that much dead cap to get out of it? You know, the standard frustrated fan Instagram comment or sure. Tweet or whatever. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about.
Not me, no.
The Broncos blocked me. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Can you imagine how busy the Oilers admin would be if they blocked every fan who was frustrated with the team?
as you're talking here, Nick, I'll give you my take on that in a second. It looks like Noah Hanifin is heading to Las Vegas. Fucking Vegas, man. They picked up Anthony Manta from the Washington Capitals the other day, 50% retained. Now that looks like they're going to go ahead and get Noah Hanifin. They are the masters of fuckery. If you want to know a guest righteous sack beating while this guest righteous sack beating is being cut off by my own righteous sack beating, how is the NHL looking at what Vegas is doing and thinking that it's fine? Sure, Mark Stone has got a tear on his spleen or a lacerated spleen or whatever. And of course, it's some kind of soft tissue issue that nobody can prove otherwise. This fuckery is going to give the Vegas Golden Knights an opportunity to land two impact players when they deserve none. It is so annoying that this just allowed to continue because the NHL has these loopholes that teams want to take advantage of. What I don't understand is how Vegas convinces Mark Stone that he doesn't want to play the last 20 games of the season. Listen, we're going to pay you. You just got to hang out. You got to stay in shape and you got to pretend your spleen hurts every now and then. That's fine, isn't it? And then he goes, yes, daddy, that's fine. I love the way that you put a plan together. I'm going to sit down and let's sit there like in the cuck chair and watch you guys do your thing. It's annoying. Fucking Vegas, man. Nick, back to you.
And the Oilers are a good team. The Broncos suck ass. If you blocked every fan who was frustrated with the team, you're gonna have absolutely no fans left. So that just pissed me off. I've been a fan of this team through a lot of shit, and then I criticize management and the team blocks me. What the fuck is your problem, Denver Broncos? Fuck you. Anyways, let's ride. Go Broncos.
Well, my thought is, generally speaking, I mean, again, like, Nick, I'm taking your side of the story for what it's worth. How aggressive was your message on Instagram? That's what I want to know. Like, are you giving me the watered down version of what you wrote on the Denver Broncos Instagram? If you're giving me the watered down version, I don't blame the intern who handles that, you know, has to manage the customer service / comments. I don't blame them for blocking you. Why would they want to deal with you? Now, the move that I would probably make if I was the Denver Broncos is I wouldn't block you. I would just restrict you so that you yell into the abyss, yelling at nobody, and you don't know that it's happened to you. Some people figure it out. I do it at the Oilers Nation sometimes where I'll restrict somebody's account and then I go back and check on them later and they're just yelling into the abyss at no one. Personally, that makes me laugh. I don't know why the Broncos wouldn't want you as a customer of their social media, but if they restricted you and they kept your horrible takes behind a wall that only you are back there and you don't know it exists, come on. That's the way to do it, Denver Broncos. If you want some advice on how to run your social media and run a community and just restrict people that annoy you as opposed to blocking them outright, you reach out to your old pal Bag Milk. I'll teach you how to do it. I'll teach you why it's important. I'll teach you how you can maintain community even though you have to put the shitheads behind a box into a box on their own sometimes. Nick, I apologize, but you're that shithead. And that is the righteous sack beating for our friends at Trilogy Oil Filled Rentals.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
In the word of the Pet Shop Boys, I've got the brains. You have the looks. Listen to Better Late Than Never.
It is time for the voicemail brought to you by Snow Valley. Opening May 31st, the Snow Valley Aerial Park is family fun for the whole summer. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and all new mini golf. Creekside Eats will be open for the snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. EPL Sounds of the Valley returns Tuesday nights with music and authors at Creekside Eats. The Edmonton Symphony Orchestra returns in August. Check out the ESO website for tickets. And you could also take advantage of the Rainbow Valley Campground this summer. Take advantage of over 60 sites, 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. Edmonton's only campground. Go check it out, rainbow-valley.com. Ready? Good. It is the Snow Valley voicemail, and we are going to start it with an anonymous. Oh, no. Hang on. I lied to you. We got one take, Chad. One take, Chad is in. Chad, you're in.
Hey, BM.
What's up, man?
I got a little situation. I want to know if I'm the asshole or not.
Sure.
So I rent out a room in my basement, mm-hmm. and I had a guy come in like just before February. So he's been in my place like just over a month now.
Yep.
He comes to me a little over a week ago and he says, hey, my fiance broke up with me. Background information, I should have said, he's from Australia.
Ah, oh, good day.
And his girlfriend's back in Australia, his fiance. So he says, she broke up with me. I've got to go home and be with my family, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, fuck, okay. Like, you know, I'm going to look for somebody to rent the place, mm-hmm. but I haven't found somebody. We didn't actually have the conversation about the deposit. So he comes to drop off the key today. And I say, hey, look, man, like, I haven't found somebody. Like, you didn't give me any notice. Like, I can't give you your deposit back. If I find somebody, I'm going to send you the money back. If it's, like, partway through the month, I'll send whatever prorated amount that is to you. And he's like, yeah, okay, like, thanks for kicking me while I'm down. Like, well, you know what, man? You didn't give me notice. You didn't get kicked out of the country either. Like, you chose to leave. So, like, for you to say that, I don't know, man. Like, I've got bills to pay, too. I sign a contract with you because I need to know that money's coming in. Am I the asshole?
So, I'm probably going to give an unpopular opinion on this because I know that landlords are about as popular as cannibalism these days. You bought a house, you rented it out, and yet you're the evil person as a result of that. That's just kind of the public discourse around landlords these days, even though I soon myself will be one. I actually think you're in the right, to be honest. Listen, man, a lease is a lease, a contract is a contract, and if we're not going to fulfill our end of the bargain, there's repercussions for it. So for you to even offer anything back on the damage deposit, in my opinion, is going above and beyond. It is not your fault that that person got dumped by his girlfriend. It is not your fault that he is leaving the country to go back to Australia. It is not your fault that you haven't been able to find a renter with no notice to fill in that room for your lost leasor. Leasee? Lessor? I'm actually with you on this. Now, the human side of me is like, oh man, I feel bad for the guy that he's got his heart broken, and I feel bad for him that his girlfriend went back to Australia without him, but ultimately, it is his choice. He could meet another fine Canadian girl here, move her into that place, and all would be well, but instead, he's tucking his tail behind, in between his legs, he's running home. I would give him back any money, but that's just me. I'm a little bit evil. Satan, do you want to chime in here? Because I feel like I'm digging myself a hole here.
Listen, here's the thing about guys getting dumped by girls. It is always the guy's fault. And now he's trying to have some kind of sad sack bullshit about trying to get money back, even though he's bailing on his lease early. This is adulthood and life's not fair. Go home. Wine in Australia, eat some Vegemite, and enjoy not getting your money back. Chad, I'm with you. Satan's with you.
Good afternoon. This is the donkey. Mm. By the way, that young lady who... Yes. And, I want to talk to you about Reagan Eugene Hopkins on the back shack. Okay. Anyway, yes. In that, she was rather sexy. Mm. Anyway, can we talk about Brian Eugene Hopkins on the back shack?
Yes, we can. So there was the Ryan Nugent Hopkins back check against Robert Thomas. That happened against St. Louis. The Oilers came back and won that game as a result of that back check, in my opinion. Now, of course, Stuart Skinner could have stopped the puck, but he didn't even have to because Nuge ripped it away like a dirty little puck thief. And then what happened? Last night against the Boston Bruins, he did it again. And while he didn't steal the puck on a clear-cut breakaway, what he did do was get his stick in the way of an open net shot that would have sealed the game for the Bruins. Instead, Nuge hustles back. He's on his horse again, flies back, makes sure that puck does not go in the Oilers' net. The Oilers turn it around. Leon Draisaitl gets the game-tying goal in under a minute, or with under a minute left, I should say. Then he goes out and scores the OT winner to extend the Oilers' win streak to five games. Does not happen without Ryan Nugent Hopkins. He is an absolute stud. Nuge for Selke. Let's get it going. Hashtag Nuge for Selke. Right? Of course.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, Back Milk?
What's up, man?
So I just want to come out here and say fucking first of all, listen to the Dukes episode, okay, which is why I'm commenting. Okay. But one of the points you made was nobody leaves their names. So my name's Tyler. But guess what?
Hey,
you can kiss me. No fighting it. I'll fucking take one square on the lips from you, bud. But all joking aside, wanted to give you and Dukes a kudos because, like, listening to that episode legit gave me nostalgia. I remember my first time going to a fucking Oilers game in 2002, walking up to Rexall Place, fucking – I'm from Winnipeg, no airport, so I walked here.
Yeah, it's a long walk too. Like, it's either you got a long car ride or an even longer walk, or you got to hitchhike, you got to pull the pant leg up, show a little bit of ankle, get in someone's car. It's a whole thing.
And it sucked. But I got there, got myself a Tommy Salo jersey of
fucking
all
right,
fucking
you did.
Players. It was the Todd McFarlane, too. Still have it to this day.
That looks
but
great,
listening
too.
To him talking about how he dropped his bags at his hotel and walked over to the arena just to look at it, I was having a shit day, and that fucking brightened me up. I love the nation. I love everything about it. I love Oilers fans. I fucking love Oilers Nation for giving me content to listen to pick me up, and you know, people like Dukes and fucking Donkey Volley and fucking, I guess, Ty Ty, and Liam, shout out Liam, to make it through the days. Kudos to you guys, and fuck yeah, let's go Oil.
Well, thanks for leaving the message, Tyler. I'm sure the boys would love to know that you're also watching them. Their show today, by the way, they went, Oilers Nation Every Day went early today, right after the kind of the Adam Henrique trade was being announced. And man, you guys flooded the YouTube page with traffic. Flooded it. Their show was absolutely rammed with viewers, and it was great to see. Thanks for the message, Tyler. Really appreciate that. We've got fake Chris Chalmers chiming in the voicemail for our friends at Snow Valley.
It is I,
so now I'm in. This is interesting. Did you guys hear off the jump of this message? So they're submitting under the guise of being Chris Chalmers. We know it's not. But did you hear a mouse click before? I feel like we're starting to get some. We're starting to get a couple of clues coming in here. I'm going to back this up again. We're just 8 seconds in, but listen very, very carefully for the mouse click. So this is pre-recorded. This is not one take Chad coming through in the voicemail and dropping heat about rent checks. This is somebody doing some post.
It is I, Zol, the will of thousands.
Can't help but notice that Zol's voice has changed, too. We may have multiple characters pretending to do Zol, the will of thousands, arguably the shittiest bit in BLTN history.
It is time I give you a clue.
All right.
As to my identity.
Okay, we're ready. So this is submitting under Chris Chalmers. We think Chris Chalmers is going to be Zol the Will of Thousands. If I say, hey, Chalmers, who's Zol the Will of Thousands? He will look at me dead in the face and go, what the fuck are you talking about? Next.
Two. I hate Liam Horobin.
Nobody hates Liam Horobin.
Three. I cheated on my girlfriend on Bumble.
Cheated on your girlfriend on Bumble. Who did that? I don't remember which one you rascals did that. Was that you, Ari? I don't remember now. Going back to the dating advice, that was last summer. If you think I can remember all the way back there, you're just... You don't know your old Bag Milk's lack of memory, I can tell you that much. Ben, you're up.
Hey, Ben. What's up, man? Is this the one of you and Dix now? Is it Dix?
Dukes, not Dukes, yep.
Reason I haven't been uploading is because I've been, like, really sick, and, like, my throat has not been functioning. Like, I can barely talk for the past, like, month. Like,
you know what you sound like, Ben? You sound like one of those babes that's got the vocal fry, and they're on The Bachelor, and they're like, if I talk like this, everybody will think I'm super hot. Is that what you're doing, Ben, is you're being super hot?
With the occasional one here or there. But like that cough, like...
Oh, he's adorable. Even his cough is adorable. Ben, come on. Just feel better, Ben. All jokes aside. You don't got to worry about it, man. You don't got to worry about anything at all, Ben. Just feel better. That's all I need from you. You get yourself healthy. Have some juice. Maybe some chicken soup. Go to bed early. You know? Take care of yourself. Have some fruit. Right? Of course. Kali Embalmer wants to talk about Love is Blind. We'll see if I get through all three of these messages. That is a lot of Love is Blind talk, Kyle. We'll see how we do.
Hazel, I mean, BM.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
This week's Love is Blind update. Now, I'll just go through kind of quickly last episodes. Of course, the weddings are today. It's Wednesday. May or may not have seen them already, but here we go. Let's start off quick. Jeremy and Laura. That tea was spilled. I think that Jeremy is kind of a dickhead. I also still really dislike Laura.
Yeah. Kyle and I spoke about this at the brunch for Ben on Saturday. I'm team Laura in this dispute, though I do find her annoying. Listen, man, that dude went out and was chatting with that other chick until 5 a.m, lied about his location. He was even trying to come up with this whole game of fuckery about where he was, even though his location showed elsewhere. You moron, your Apple Watch followed you, even though your phone was still in the car, dummy. Stupid idiot.
All in all, it's probably a good thing they're breaking up.
Definitely a good thing.
And I know that it was a little bit fucked up the way he just took off with Sarah Ann going jet skiing.
Yep.
He did go on social media and talk about how he is kind of embarrassed about the fact after watching that happen.
I love that that guy does that. Like, there was another thing that came out with that dude where he was apparently engaged to some other chick before the season started. And he goes on social media and has to do like a big, like, mea culpa where he's, actually, this is what happened. I'm not a total asshole, even though I look that way.
So, I'll carry on. So, I've only got 30 seconds left in this one. So let's get the other stuff out quickly. Amy and Johnny, there's no drama there, and good for them.
It's like I said, I like Love. I'm here cheering for Love. When I watch Love is Blind, there's two outcomes that I want. One, love. I want genuine love. I'm romantic like that. The other hand, I want chaos. I want guys like Jeremy who are just total assholes, and then the girls yell at them. That's what I like. I like what I like.
Clay are also very boring. And so who cares? Who cares?
That's pretty much a lot of the couples on the show. Who cares? I also like the people that are on the show, that there's other ones that get engaged and they're so fucking boring they don't even make the final cut. That's my favorite.
All right, here's our part two.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jimmy, Chelsea, and then also with Trevor and Jess. So the scene where Chelsea was trying to gaslight Jimmy and she's drunk on the porch getting mad at him because he went out with his friends for an hour and a half. And he called her out on it and didn't put up with her shit. Good for him. Good for him. It still doesn't mean I like him. Old human bender / adult Bobby from King of the Hill. Chelsea is the biggest fucking whiner. So insecure. And she's the one who starts all of their fights. Now let's fast forward quickly to the barbecue, where when Jimmy talked with Jess, he was very cordial. He gave her a side hug, the church hug, if you will.
Yeah, church hug. But then what happened?
And he's very respectable about it. Now, when Chelsea met Trevor, she talked about how fucking handsome he was. She ran up and like hugged him and she talked about how he was her type. And if Jimmy did that sort of shit, she would have lost her fucking mind.
Absolutely.
Got mad at him again. And it would have been a whole big thing. Now, I'm running out of time. I'm going to do one last voicemail. It'll be a quick one.
All right. Part three. Get through it, Kyle. We're all in this together.
All right, this is part three, but I'm going to keep it very short.
Please.
Here's what I'm going to do. Today is the weddings.
Yep.
I'm just going to go through quick the last few couples. I'm just going to say, give my prediction whether or not I think they get married. So first, let's say Jimmy and Chelsea. I think Jimmy is going to say, fuck you, bitch. You crazy. I can't deal with your shit.
Probably.
Amy and Johnny, yeah, they're going to get married.
Yep.
Whatever, boring as shit.
Yep.
AD and Clay, I think Clay is going to say, no, get the fuck away from me. And I think that's it because, yeah, that is it. So that's my predictions. Three weddings. Only one actually gets married. And we'll see what happens. Also, go Oilers. Another win tonight against Boston. Nuge is the man. And what a comeback. And we're getting close to Vancouver, even though.
Oops. We are getting close to Vancouver. Sorry, Kyle, cut you off there. I'm just like, I'm fixated on the fucking Golden Knights. How are they allowed to do this? And nobody in the NHL has a problem with it. We don't know yet what the full return is for Noah Hanif and what Calgary Flames are getting back, but you wouldn't trade Chris Tanev to the Oilers for a better offer than you got to Dallas, but you're going to trade Hanifin within the division of the Vegas Golden Knights. What is wrong with Craig Conroy? What is wrong with Craig Conroy? Working through the Snow Valley voicemail here and the Rainbow Valley campground. I'm rattled. Ari, what do you got to say?
You know, it'd be one thing to say that McDavid and Draisaitl kick the ass of the Bruins, but that game does not happen without the win. Does not happen without Nuge and the NHL Twitter. They posted the full clip and pinned it. So Nuge getting his flowers. I love to see it.
I also love to see it. Like that's two back checks by Nuge that Nuge in the last week directly contributed to Oilers wins. What are we saying? From the mountaintops.
Nuge for Selke. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Other teams use their first round pick to get top four D-men and top two left wingers. We get a third line center and a replacement level player. What a joke.
No, Ari, you're selling this short, man. Adam Henrique is better than you're giving him credit for. Yes, he can be a third line center, but he's also probably going to play some wing in the top six. Think of the lineup options you now have with the depth at center we have. Think of the lineup options, Ari. You are underselling Adam Henrique, and frankly, I don't think you should be allowed to cheer for him when he does something good. Thoughts? Mm-hmm. Nick, you're up.
Yo, Big Milk.
What's up?
I know you're a Formula One guy.
I am.
And you know what? I'm starting to get into it myself.
Okay. Well, first of all, I apologize because like you get into it and you're like, oh, this is exciting. I love it. The characters are fun. The team principles are fun. All of this shit is fun because Drive to Survive makes it fun. And then you go to watch a race and it goes,
So I want to ask you, how the fuck do you find it entertaining to sit down and watch these races when you know the same guy is going to win every fucking race and the same team that has the best car by a fucking mile, literally by a mile.
Yeah.
Is just going to win every race. I for following Formula One, like it's interesting. Like it's very interesting, but I just like can't find it to sit down and watch these races. It's like, well, I know Max Verstappen's just going to absolutely dummy everyone else and finish a whole minute ahead of second place. And I don't want.
He won the last race last week by 32 seconds. In the world of F1, 32 seconds might as well be a calendar year.
I cheer for Max Verstappen. Like, I cannot start following the sport and immediately cheer for the best team. That is Vancouver Canuck fan behavior. Yes. I will not be participating in that.
Agreed.
So, like, how do you find it entertaining to sit down and watch? Because I want to follow the sport and I want to be like a fan of it, but I just cannot. I'm not interested in the races because I know the same guy's gonna win. Anyways, Team Lewis Hamilton, let's ride.
It's a fair question because like you're right. You're right. I mean, Red Bull won 19 of 20 races last year. Is there 20 races? Doesn't matter. It was 19 of whatever. They only lost one. So at this point, I like it because it's one of those things where for me, like watching an Oilers game as an example, and I've talked about this before, there's always an element of work to it. Right? Behind the scenes, when I've got an Oilers game on, I'm generally writing an article or maybe I'm making memes or something for social media. I'm generally doing something, right? With F1, I don't have that at all. So I can wake up in the morning, I pour myself a coffee, I just sit there and watch the race, and I can just kind of enjoy the sport of it, enjoy the announcers, enjoy everything that kind of goes on with the spectacle of that sport. Like, the money is fucking crazy. Sometimes I just sit there and I Google who some of the companies are that sponsor F1 because I have no idea what they do. I am not in that tax bracket. Like, I remember the first time I was watching it, and I think it's Ferrari that's got Richard Mille on the halo. So Richard Mille watches are essentially $300,000 and up. I didn't even know that was a company until I started watching F1, because I could never afford that in a million years. So I just find entertainment in the spectacle. But more importantly for me, it's something that I can watch that I can just turn my brain off and enjoy. And as for Max Verstappen, I'm actually getting to a point where I'm enjoying the dominance, because he is so much better than everyone else in the sport. It doesn't make sense. If you played minor hockey at all, you probably had an experience like this where maybe it was practice or something when you're playing in Adam or in Pee Wee, somewhere around there. And then someone brings their older brother to practice and he's just dummying all the kids because he's so much better because he's like 5, 6, 10 years older. That's what Max Verstappen reminds me of in F1. It is actually remarkable to see the dominance. I can only compare it to, I imagine it's like Gretzky back in the day, just doing as he pleased in the NHL and no one could stop it. That's Max Verstappen to me. That's what he is. And that's kind of why I think it's fun too. Sometimes, maybe. We'll see where I'm at by the end of the season. Last year, I didn't really watch a bunch of races at the end. I would only watch the ones that were conveniently timed for my viewing pleasure. Like, if you thought I was going to wake up at 7 a.m. last year at the end of the year, the end of the season, to watch races, I just did not, you know? Brett, you're up. So, here I thought Brett Holden, who works for us at Oilers Nation, does some good stuff for us, was actually going to leave a message. I was actually going to be entertained by it because Brett's very entertaining. But instead, it's Zoll just in, you know, assuming someone else's identity again. He did it with Chalmers earlier. Now he's doing it with Brett Holden. So might as well listen to this or just skip it. I don't know. We'll see. I wish you could do a live poll right now. Skip this message or just continue.
I would like to break down the Henry trade.
All right, I'll allow it.
I think it's a good trade. I think it was a lot to give up for Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick. I don't know anything about Sam Carrick. I think I'd rather have James Hamlin, to be honest.
Okay, just like completely disrespectful to Sam Carrick. No offense. I like James Hamlin too, but Sam Carrick is better. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's better on draws. He kills penalties. Like, it's just not a good comparison to me. Not to me. I know some of the spreadsheet boys think otherwise, but whatever. It's one of those trades where, make a trade, Holland, do fucking something. You got to help the team. And then he helps the team with literally two players who are going to contribute as early as tomorrow. And it was like, well, fuck you.
Don't do that, you dumb asshole. You gotta make the trades that I want him to make, or you don't even make any trades because you're stupid and you're dumb, and I like players way better that are here in Edmonton that can't even crack the NHL roster. Fuck everybody.
Like, okay, you know how much I don't like this trade? Like, I fought with my physics prof. Like, my physics prof is an Oilers fan, and I fought with him in the middle of the lecture for like 10 minutes on this trade. Like, I'm not kidding. My only point is that it's too much for Henrik. The first is too much for Henrik as a 3C. If you're,
it's not at 75% retained, Ari. You got to pay for it. Otherwise, they can't afford a Henrik. That's full stop, simple as that. Just that's what it is. That's the answer. If you don't want the Oilers to spend their first round pick and upgrade with two players that are going to help, and if you care about the fourth and the fifth rounders from next year, you are out to lunch, Ari. I can kind of understand being upset about spending a first round pick, but not when it's 75% retained. 75%. You can make a trade. Other people retain salary all the time. Oh, Hall is an idiot. He doesn't. I like the trade. I like the trade. And Adam Henrique is going to contribute goals down the back half of the stretch. He's going to play good defensively. He's going to upgrade the bottom six. He's going to help on the PK. And he's going to moonlight in the top six as a winger. Watch it happen. But when he does good things, you're not allowed to cheer. And that's how we're going to wrap up the voicemail for Snow Valley and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening May 31st is the Snow Valley Aerial Park. Family fun all summer long on Rainbow Valley Campground. Book a spot, rainbow/valley.com. That's where we're going to wrap up the voicemail. That's where we're going to wrap up the podcast. That's where we're going to wrap up the festivities for today. We're probably going to have an emergency episode of BLTN on Friday afternoon. We'll see what kind of trades the Oilers make. I don't think they're done. We've still got a day and change left until the deadline. Hold on before you overreact. Although I do enjoy the pitchforks coming out, it makes me laugh. Ari, settle down. This is a good trade. This is a good trade. And if you still think it's not a good trade when Adam Henrique starts scoring goals and killing penalties for us, well, you're not allowed to enjoy them. That's why I'm putting my foot down.
It's tough, but it's fair.
I agree. Last time you disagreed with me, you put me to bed and you grounded me and I wasn't allowed to have any juice boxes.
See what happened? You made Quads cry. You made Quads cry. Hope you're happy with yourself.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.